ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರಿ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರಿ. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ಒನ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಒನ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್. ಹಿಸ್ ನೇಮ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಕುಲಶೇಖರ್. ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಹರ್ಡ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಕುಲಶೇಖರ್? ಈಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಮದ್ರಾಸ್, ವೆರಿ ಫೇಮಸ್ ಹಿಸ್ಟೋರಿಕಲ್ ಕಿಂಗ್, ಕಿಂಗ್ ಕುಲಶೇಖರ್. ಸೊ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಈ ವಾಸ್ ಅ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ರಾಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ he was such a devotee of Lord Ram that he would he was so expert in his kingdom, you know, how to run the kingdom, so chivalrous, so powerful, and his country was controlled very well by his power. But he was so devoted to Lord Ram. So what he would do, suppose you are sitting in the college here, so you are a principal, everything is going so perfectly here, you don't want to do anything, everything is working so nicely, then what you will do? What to do? How 8 hours? How to what I'll do? So what he would do is, his country will be run by ministers so beautifully. So what he would do? So he would, what he would do? He would call Brahmins and they will recite Srimad Ramayana. And whole day he would listen to Ramayana. Now, when I tell stories to you, maybe half of you may go to sleep. Half of you may be listening. Half of you may be thinking of something else, what is happening outside. That's kind of hearing we do. Our mind is always divided. Or our mind is fully tired and we are about to sleep, fall asleep. But he would not listen like that. He would listen to stories of Lord Ram as if it is happening in front of his eyes. And he would behave accordingly, as if jo bhi Ramayana ka war chalu hai. And you are hearing the story, but actually you feel you are in the war field. So you will not be like this and just listen to katha. Like this you will be fully in action. So one time he was hearing the katha of Lord Ram. So they said ki Sita was abducted and Sita was taken away by Lord Ram. So what this fellow said, he said ki, sir, just got up on the seat. He said, army, come on, gather yourself. We are going to march Lanka right now. And he was near Madras, you know, near ocean there. So army understood ki, arre, Ramka story took place many, many years back. There is no Lord Ram now. So only katha is going on. But he was not able to believe that. He said ki, Lord Ram, Sita is stolen. What am I doing here? I must go and help him. He needs help. He is in the forest. So all his army had to obey his orders. So all the army started running behind him. He also started marching. He went in the ocean and he knows he is on the Sri Lanka from the ocean. So he marched in the ocean. He halfway in the went in the ocean. The Brahmins are calling, oh King Kulshekhar, please come back, please come back. That kind of listening he was doing. All throughout. So then they decided that we should not read any such kind of stories of Ramayana. We should read only good stories of Ramayana. It's not exciting, you know, like. So they deleted all the war part, Sita Haran part, all those are deleted. And they trained the Brahmin ki, this king is very absorbed. When he tells the stories, he hears stories, he gets into stories. And he starts acting accordingly. So they edited Ramayana. Matlab, aapne kaise textbook liya aur tick kiya, ye padhna nahi, yehi khali padhna bas. Even if repetition chalega, but ye nahi padhna hai. What will excite him na? That is not controlled. So that went on for a long time. Everybody was peaceful. One day the reader fell sick. So they put a proxy reader. And he was oriented. So he came up with the story. He, Ram is searching for Sita and now she is found. Then there is a war going on. So he took his army and went in the ocean. Halfway in the ocean he was going with Ghoda only. Such kind of a devotee he was. I just gave you one glimpse what kind of personality he was. So he wrote a verse of prayers in which he said, of course I'll first tell the verse to you in Sanskrit, you may not understand, but he said, Krishna Twadiya Pada Pankaja Panjarantam Advaita Vishatume Manasaraja Hamsa Prana Prayana Samai Kafavata Pitao ಕಂಠಾವರೋಧನ ವಿಧೌ ಸ್ಮರಣಂ ಕುತಸ್ತೆ. ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ದಟ್ ನೌ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಯಂಗ್, ಮೈ ಬಾಡಿ ಈಸ್ ಫಿಟ್, ಮೈ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಫೈನ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸಿಕ್ ಆರ್ ಮೈ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇನ್ ಗುಡ್ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್, ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಸ್, ಇನಫ್ ಹೆಲ್ತ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್, ಇನಫ್ ಹೆಲ್ತ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್, ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಸೋ ಸ್ಮೂತ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನೈಸ್. ಎಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಪೀರಿಯಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಲೈಫ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಕೂಲ್, ಮೈ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ರೈಟ್ ನೌ absorbed in you, O Lord. Because everything is all right. Now I am not having fever or pain or any distress in life. So, my he says Manasa Rajahansa, the swan of my mind, is fully busy in drawing nectar from the stem of your lotus feet. Your feet are like stem of lotus, and my mind is like swan. Because of my good health and good condition, right now I am absorbed in sucking the nectar from the stem of the lotus feet of you. So let me die now only. It is better to die now. When everything is so nice, my mind is fully absorbed in the Lord, it is naturally inclined to the Lord, best to live now when everything is fine. Why? Prana prayana samai. Matlab what? When time comes to leave the body, kapha vata pittav, these three doshas will choke my throat. Kantha varodhan vidhai. Matlab, my kantha will be avarodhan. It will be choked up with the three doshas coming together. Kapha vata pitta will come at my throat and choke my throat. Smaranam kutaste. How will I remember you that time? With so much of pain and suffering at that time, how will I remember you? I must be remembering you, I must remember you all the time. But I am not having guarantee ki that time when three doshas are going to choke my throat, I will be able to remember you. So better you take me now. Very beautiful prayer. And Prabhupada, if you hear our this kirtan, somewhere in between this prayer also comes. Prabhupada sings very beautifully, very devotionally he sings. Tintin bar repeat karte usko. Kanthavaro dhanavidhau smaranam kutaste. How will I remember you? So like that, the Supreme Lord, he gives us opportunities to meet him, to be with him, to go to his places, to listen to his messages through somebody. He always gives you opportunities. And we keep saying, no, now I am having this, no, I am having that, now I am sick, now I am just married, now I am about to get married, now I am not married, whatever you say. But when we are in the young, healthy condition, that is the best time to do. Like my father, when I was about to join Hare Krishna, there was like a revolution in my house. No? I'm a South Indian Brahmin, you know, and I have my big caste, and there's a big samaj and many temples and many, one Guru Maharaj is there, and it's a big thing. My caste is like a very affluent, spiritually big thing is there. And I am here, young boy, medical student, just joined medical college, and suddenly going to a temple which filled with foreigners, you know. So it's like a revolution in my house. A traditional orthodox South Indian Brahmin's son is going to a temple filled with foreigners. So father first statement, why you have to go to temple of foreigners? We don't have a guru, what? In our language speaking, our caste, everybody, my guru is available. So I had my own reasons why I didn't want to go. And I went to ISKCON. So he said, afterward he said, okay, you go there but don't take diksha. Don't take initiation from there. Then he said, everything is fine, but you know, don't give up tea coffee, that is too much. In our caste, only sannyasis don't take tea coffee. Onion, garlic and tea coffee, only sannyasis give up. Only when you are like give up family and you join, become a monk. The symptom of a monk that he... So in the between, my engagement was going, took place. So they were worried ki, are, up till now everything was okay, but now he is saying he is going to give up onion garlic also. So they were worried, ki, is he going to be a monk or going to marry our daughter? They were worried actually, seriously worried. It was like a serious discussion at home. What's going to happen? Is he saying yes, but is he going to go ahead? The way he is going ahead, it looks like he is going to take sannyas now. So my father was saying, then the father said, "Arey beta, this is not time to do all these things. So just becoming a doctor, become a doctor, earn good amount of money, earn 100 rupees, give 99 rupees donation, but earn first. And after you have your family, your children and everything, then you about to retire, then you can do all these things, then your life is free for that. You do all these duties first." But I was still fully going ahead with that. So So he didn't know how to stop me, because see what he was trying to tell me is that yena kena prakarena you stop going there. My brothers were saying, we will not talk to you. First you stop going to ISKCON, then we will talk to you. So somehow they were using all weapons, this side, that side, whatever works, they wanted to apply on me so that I give up all these things and become normal like them. And then they were thinking, kya chal raha iska, what is happening? Is now he, where, what happened? He got married and he went to Rishikesh. Why he went to Rishikesh? There he is serving the lepers in the Himalayas. And he's staying in the ashram and doing puja and giving lectures and going out to raise donations and sometimes medical camps. What is happening? He's a young man, 25-year-old, just married with a beautiful girl, and what is happening is then they found, where is he now? He's come back from Rishikesh, but he's gone to Radha Gopinath temple, Chopati. He's staying there now. So what is he doing there? He's from there, he's going to 5 Jhopadpattis and doing camps there. They're wondering, what has gone wrong with him? He's a doctor, he can settle down somewhere, earn good money and donate whatever he wants, but he's doing something abstract only. He two years ago, he said, where is he? He went to Vrindavan. What is he doing? Vrindavan is an ashram, he's become president. And he's looking after the temple there, and he's doing medical clinic there also. And he's looking, giving pravachan every day and doing deity worship and taking places, people around places, holy places who come visit there. So till that time I was like a vagabond. I was traveling from place to place. Again, abhi kya kar rahe? Wapas Bombay mein aa gaya wo. Acha, abhi kidhar hai? Abhi Mira Road mein aa gaya hai. Mira Road mein kya kar rahe? Abhi unhone ek chota dawa khana khola hai. Udhar sab log milke abhi kuch kar rahe hain. Gaon gaon mein camp bhi kar rahe hain. Theek hai? They were very very worried about me. Was all saying, kya kar rahe? What is happening? But then once you get married and start earning on your own, they cannot control you. After that, the big van came. When the van came, we formed an organization, Hare Krishna Medical Association. And I was the president of that association. So father became happy. Good. He comes to the big van home on weekends, and he parks the van there, and then he comes to meet us, and then he goes back to a temple. So very happy. And then they came to know ki, abhi kya kar rahe hai? Abhi Virad mein hai. Abhi they have got a place, 2-acre land, and they are building a big hospital there. Now things are all right. And then what happened? The hospital land was taken and then construction began. And I went to Saudi Arabia. Everybody was extremely happy. Okay, now, first time in life, he is on the right track. Now he is making money and he was so proud then. They said, in the meantime, they would not talk about me to anybody in the relatives. This time, they started talking again. My son is in Saudi Arabia. He is a doctor and this, and he has a institute here, he has a polyclinic there, and he is a trustee of this institution, bagara bagara. Something they wanted to tell, they had now to tell. In between, father got TB. Just see the sequence, huh? All the while, father was very unhappy, whatever I was doing. One time now, my father-in-law went to meet me in Rishikesh. And that time I was shaven-headed, and I was wearing a robe of monk. Not like this now. Fully shaven-headed, and a robe. Like how you Christians fathers wear, na? Full saffron robe, flowing from here to here, with a ribbon in between, like exact like Christian monk, you know. And I would stay there like that in Rishikesh. So my father-in-law, mother-in-law just went to visit us, and then they were shocked to see us like this, you know. But they saw us happy. Basically, parents always want to see their children happy. So they saw at least both of us very happy. Whatever we are doing, we are very happy in it. So they took our pictures, you know. With them, with separately, with baby, vagara, vagara. And the pictures, they came and went to my father's house and showed my father my pictures. Father was so upset because I went to Rishikesh, first of all. And then here, my in-laws, their samdhis go there and they bring pictures. And father wrote me a letter, you know. It looked like, looking at your photos, it appeared like you have fulfilled your long-cherished desire. The way you are and where you have kept yourself, it looks like you wanted to do this for a long time, and because of this, looks like you have fulfilled your desire. You look content in doing whatever you are doing. This is what father wrote to me. Little sarcasm was there, but he conveyed the message correctly. So, but his opposition was on. But then Mira Road, we got a house and hospital was coming up and suddenly he got tuberculosis. Before that he got two strokes when I was in hospital, GT hospital, vagara. I had taken care of that time also. And this time he got miliary tuberculosis. Fully both lungs are spread with tuberculosis. He was completely lost his weight and everything. And I again brought him to my house to nurse him. I remember Dr. B.C. Shah came and manually removed his stool. It was like 25 stones he took out from intestines. So he was so sick. He was taking out the stool and talk, the sound will come. That much hard fecalids were there. But Dr. B.C. Shah did that service and all of us together, myself, took care of him. And at that time in Mira Road, why I am telling you all this story? Because one statement he made, to that statement I want to bring you to understand. That is my real purpose of the story. Okay. So in those days in Mira Road, there was no Hare Krishna temple. So in my house there was a temple. Niche board lagaya tha, Radha Gopinath Mandir, B7303, and Mangalarti, 5 o'clock, Bhagavatam Pravachan, 7 o'clock, Prasadam, 7:30 p.m., like that. So full-fledged temple programs were going in my house. And all those people in Mira Road were coming to my house on third floor to have Mangalarti at 5 o'clock, and then 7 o'clock Darshanarti, then 7:30 Bhagavatam Pravachan, 9 o'clock breakfast for everybody. A full temple program was happening in my house, with my father staying in my house. So every morning, all doctors would come to meet my father, because they would come to chant and do prayers, so they would meet him also go. So after all that, one day Mafatlal ji came and stayed in my house and attended morning program, and he also met my father and he also went home. Father was like so impressed, so happy, and then he told me one statement one day. He said, "Beta, I was wrong in opposing you all these years." And he said that I was telling you that once you become my age, you should be doing all these things. But I'm now in my age. Whatever I was telling you, you should be doing all these things. But in my age, I was thinking when I was young that once I get free of this children's duty, na, then I will do all the things what I want to do. Because he was also doing some meditation and something, some Baba he was meeting regularly and visit his ashram, vagara, vagara. But he was always thinking that I've got 7 kids, you know, I will settle everybody down and then we'll get free. And at the end of my life, I'll not know, have any work. My sons will take care of everything and I will be free. And then I'll do all the meditation and all the things what I wanted to do, I will do that time. And he said, "Today, I'm in that situation. You're also, I'm the youngest one. You're also now settled. You are doing everything on your own. You're no more burden to me. I'm not looking after you. You are taking care of your family and I'm now free of all responsibilities. But I am not able to do anything that I wanted to do. Because everybody, every inch is paining and some disease is there. And I have... my mind is distracted, my fully disturbed. I've got this disease, I've got hypertension, I've got so many things are there. So although I'm in right age, free of all responsibilities, but I'm unable to do anything what I wanted to do. As far as this chanting or meditation is concerned, I cannot meditate even 1 minute also. I'm so distracted and disturbed. What to speak of sitting, I'm whole day free. In those days, whole day I was busy working and I wanted to do meditation. And I had no time to do meditation because I was busy with all of your care. And now I have all day with me, but I'm so sick and so worried and distressed that I can't even meditate for 1 minute also. So he said, "Beta, please do what you are doing. You are doing everything at right age. Because now I have developed faith." Listen to me very carefully. He said, "Now I have come to a realization that whatever you do all throughout your life, only that thing you can do at the end of life. You cannot start something new at the end of life that you think you'll have free time and you'll do it. Now because you're doing everything at your young age, you're used to doing all these things in your busy schedule, that you'll be able to do at the end of life also. Because you're already trained and already experienced and already habituated to do all those things. So, I am sorry for opposing you before, but now I understand you are doing right thing, please continue doing it." And very few months he died after that. So what is the message here? He was doing suddenly, of course he was opposing me for out of love only, he was worried ki kahan ja raha hai ye, are these foreigners pata nahi kya karte hain, oh jabhi wo वो दम मारो दम का पिक्चर आया था उस टाइम पे. दैट वॉज द बिगेस्ट वरी फॉर ऑल हिंदूज, यू नो, ऑल महाराष्ट्रियंस एंड एवरीबडी. हरे राम हरे कृष्णा पिक्चर आया था उस टाइम पे, उसमें वो देवानंद और वो आई डोंट नो व्हिच हीरोइन वाज दैट, हेमा मालिनी वाज दैट, हेमा मालिनी, हाँ. तो वो ऐसा दिखाया है कि जिनतमान, हाँ. सो व्हाट दे हैव शोन द मूवी कि दे ऑल चैंटिंग हरे कृष्णा हरे राम एंड दे आर स्मोकिंग चरस. सो एवरीबडी फेल्ट दैट ये जू वाला टेम्पल जो है ये स्मगलिंग का जगह है और यहाँ पर लोग चरस पीते हैं. सो वेन वी ज्वाइंट हरे कृष्णा टेम्पल दी थॉट कि ये भी गया अभी फॉरेनर के पीछे जाके ये भी चरस पिएगा. आई ऑल्सो हैड दिस डाउट वेन आई वेंट, वेन माई फ्रेंड टोल्ड मी कम टू जू टेम्पल, आई सेड कि तुम लोग का टेम्पल तो जो स्मगलर लोग का टेम्पल है. आई टोल्ड हिम लाइक दैट ऑन द फेस, आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू कम देयर. प्लस आई हर्ड कि देयर आर सो मेनी रूम्स बिल्ट अप देयर, आई थिंक देयर आर इवन प्रोस्टिट्यूट्स गोइंग देयर. इतना रूम क्यों बना के रखा है मंदिर में? हमारे मंदिर में देखो सिद्धि विनायक में कोई रूम नहीं है, खाली भगवान के रूम है, इसके रूम नहीं है, है ना. सिद्धि विनायक में किधर है? सिद्धि विनायक जाओ, प्रभादेवी के मंदिर में जाओ, किधर भी जाओ, ओनली भगवान का जगह है, मतलब पब्लिक के लिए जगह नहीं. तुम्हारे मंदिर में इतना रूम बना के रखा है क्यों? श्योरली देर आर मैन एंड वीमेन डूइंग समथिंग नॉनसेंस ओवर देयर. प्लस तुमने इतना दूर समुद्र के किनारे मंदिर बना के रखा है, मतलब वो तो स्मगलिंग का ही है, बोट से स्मगलिंग होता है उधर. प्लस इतना पिक्चर निकाला है बड़ा हरे कृष्ण हरे राम का, दम मारो दम. तो आई वेंट एंड आई टोल्ड हिम आई वांट टू सी एवरीथिंग. सो व्हेन आई वेंट फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम ना, आई वेंट टू ईच एंड एवरी कॉर्नर ऑफ द रूम इन द टेम्पल. वो गोडाउन भी देख के आया मैं अंडरग्राउंड जाके. देन आई वॉज कन्विंस कि ऐसा कुछ नहीं है इधर. और एक था उस टाइम पे कि दिस पीपल आर सी आई ए एजेंट्स, सेंट्रल ब्यूरो ऑफ क्या, सेंट्रल ब्यूरो ऑफ समथिंग, मतलब स्पाई, स्पाई एजेंसी. दे इन द गाइज ऑफ हरे कृष्णा दे आर एक्चुअली स्पाइंग ओवर इंडिया. सो देन आई सेड कि तुम लोग ना शायद अमेरिका के स्पाई एजेंट के लोग हो सब लोग, बिकॉज दिस रन बाई अमेरिकन. सो आई एम श्योर देयर सम अंडरग्राउंड स्पाइंग एजेंसी वर्किंग हियर. सो दे आस्क मी वन क्वेश्चन कि विच क्या फेडरल ब्यूरो ऑफ इन्वेस्टिगेशन FBI, विच FBI पर्सन गेट्स अप एट 3 इन द मॉर्निंग एंड टेक्स कोल्ड बाथ एंड जम्प्स इन द मॉर्निंग इन मंगल आरती? टेल मी ना, हाउ लॉन्ग दे कैन मेक अ शो ऑफ दैट. सो आई वॉज कन्विंस ऑफ एवरीथिंग, ऐसा कुछ नहीं है यहाँ पर. बट दे डिडंट हैव, देन वन डे द पेरेंट्स वर कॉल्ड, लाइक माई सेल्फ, डॉक्टर दलाल, डॉक्टर राठौड़, डॉक्टर संखे, ऑल पेरेंट्स वर अपोजिंग देयर स्टूडेंट्स टू गो टू हरे कृष्णा. सो देन वन डे गुरुजी कॉल्ड ऑल पेरेंट्स, देयर वॉज अ सभा, गैदरिंग ऑफ ऑल एंग्री पेरेंट्स, एंड देयर वॉज अ वेरी एंग्री ऑड डिस्कशन विद द गुरु ओवर देयर, आर्ग्यूमेंट्स एंड ऑल. माई फादर ऑल्सो सेड कि हाउ कैन यू टेक आवर यंग चिल्ड्रेन, वी आर अवर ऑर्थोडॉक्स हिंदूज एंड फादर इन नो इंग्लिश एंड there was a translator, so your father would ask angrily a question, that guy will translate to the Swami over there, he will answer the question, and it was a big thing was going on, you know. So father said ki things are okay fine here, but don't allure our youngsters, don't distract them with your whatever you are doing here. But anyway, father was impressed with the Swamiji. He said that the Swamiji has a very effulgent face and looks like lot of prayers he has done in his life. Yeah, I argued with him, but I felt it was like very divine actually. He felt within. No, it was Kirtananda Swami. And but still he was worried about me as a youngster. But then he said, na, ki, okay, you go there, but you don't take initiation. I'll throw you out of the house. So I took initiation secretly. I didn't inform him. Afterwards he came to know, okay, I become Ishwarup Das now. He didn't know that. But he just warned me, if you take initiation, I'll throw your bistar out of the house. Now, same person, when he saw Dr. Dalal, Dr. Sankhe, Dr. Rathod becoming doctors and practicing and all helping him out, and his when he was ill, Dr. Dalal will look after this and he will look after that, he will look after this, and they will all come to help. Mr. Mufatlal coming to his house, because when he was young, Mufatlal was on top, na, businessman. So Mufatlal Birla and Tata were like the Indian rich men. And he saw the same Mufatlal coming to his house and folding his hands and say, Papa, kaise ho aap? He couldn't believe it. He said, my God, Mufatlal came to our house, stayed in my house overnight. He just couldn't believe it. That time he developed faith in the whole movement of Hare Krishna. And he came to conclusion that at the fag end of his life, ki my life to gaya abhi, I can't do anything. You do it nicely. So, जन्म तेरा बातों में बीत गयो, तू कब हूँ ना कृष्ण कहो. whole life went. हाँ, तो वही चीज कुलशेखर भी बोल रहे हैं कि जब जवान था तभी ये कर रहा था, वो कर रहा था, ये बिजी वो बिजी, ये ड्यूटी, बच्चा छोटा है, ऐसा वैसा, और जब बुढ़ा हो गया तो बोलेगा अभी तो बुढ़ा हो गया, अभी क्या कर सकता हूँ। बाद में बोलेगा अभी तो मर रहा हूँ, अभी तो कफ वात पित्त इधर आ गए हैं, अभी किधर याद करो भगवान को। हाउ इट इज पॉसिबल, होल लाइफ इज जस्ट गॉन। सो इट इज सेड दैट इज नेवर टू लेट, वेन एवर यू कम टू नो जस्ट डू इट, वॉट एवर कैपेसिटी यू हैव जस्ट डू इट, डोंट वेस्ट टाइम, डोंट थिंक अभी ये फेवरेबल नहीं है। इट इज सेड दैट इन योर होल लाइफ देर बी नॉट अ आइडियल फेवरेबल कंडीशन फॉर यू टू बिकम डिवोटी ऑफ गॉड। एवरी टाइम समथिंग विल बी देयर, यू विल से कि अभी तो एग्जाम आ रहा है, अभी तो सीट का एग्जाम देना है, डॉक्टर बनना है, अभी तो कितना टाइम है। यू गो टू मेडिकल कॉलेज ना, एनी टाइम यू कैन नॉट वॉक इन, वी हैव टू सी इज अ सीट ओवर, इज अ टर्म एग्जाम ओवर, वी हैव टू गो टू विजिट मेडिकल कॉलेज विद ऑल कैलकुलेशन कि वेन दे आर फ्री। अदरवाइज वेन एवर यू गो, फर्स्ट MBBS एग्जाम गोइंग, सेकंड MBBS एग्जाम गोइंग, अभी उनका CET चल रहा है, अभी उनका वो क्लासेस चल रहा है, अभी उनका ये चल रहा है, और यू गो टू 11th 12th कॉलेज, देन दे ऑल बी बिजी इन CET क्लासेस फॉर IIT एंट्रेंस क्लासेस। एवरीबडी इज सो टाइड अप, नोबडी इज फ्री आइडियली कि दिस इज द बेस्ट टाइम टू नाउ बिकम डिवोटी। और सब एग्जाम हो गया, देन दे आर सो टायर्ड एंड सो एग्जॉस्टेड, देन दे से कि यू वॉन्ट टू गो टू कुल्लू मनाली नाउ, जस्ट फ्रीक आउट, यू नो, डू वॉट एवर, जंप इन द वॉटर एंड डू हैव ग्रेट फन। सो देर इज अ नेम टू गिवन टू दैट इन मेडिकल कॉलेज, एज सून एज एग्जाम गेट्स ओवर दे ऑल गो फॉर दैट प्रोग्राम, ऑल बॉयज एंड गर्ल्स आर अलाउड टू गो एंड फ्रीक आउट फॉर 15-20 डेज। सो अगेन यू कैन नॉट गो देर, बट दे आर इन फ्रीक आउट मूड, दैट आई एम, दे नॉट इन अ स्पिरिचुअल मूड। सो वॉट आई एम ट्राइंग टू टेल यू इज दैट इफ यू स्टडी योर लाइफ फ्रॉम बिगिनिंग टू नाउ, you will come to one understanding, and I am telling you now from here onwards what is going to happen, that there will be no situation ideal for you to say, okay, now I can really put my mind into God. Never will be a time, never. In that given situation, which is not going to be favorable for you, you have to extract time for God and give it to God. Then only it's going to work out. And if you don't find time when you are young, and suppose you get old, and you want to do something new, you cannot accept anything new. Your ideas are fixed, your mind is fixed, your body is getting old and fixed. Nothing new structure of life can be adopted when you are already aged. What time they take animals in circus? When they are babies. Baby tiger, baby lion, baby elephant, baby monkey, baby, everybody baby they take. So that the babies can be trained into all tricks. But you can't teach an old dog new trick. He cannot jump through the fire if you take him old age. So all the elephants, and they are standing on table na, with four legs. You have seen in circus. With four legs they are standing on one table. They can do only when they are young. And they can do for a long time when they are learning at young time. But they can't take old animals in the circus. But they can't do any tricks with them. Similarly, you also as a human being, you cannot take something new. By the time you get old, you have your own experience in life and you say, I know this and that, I don't want to take up anything now. Wo jo chal raha hai, wahi chalte rehta hai. Nothing genuine you can pick up in life. So I am that way very fortunate, I feel, that I was at the peak of my youth at 20 years of age. And that time I accepted this. Now, 30 years already passed. I am practicing this. So hopefully, I will be able to practice all these things in my old age also. Hopefully. It's my hope. But definitely I will not get into alcohol and cigarettes and all these things in my old age. Because I have been, all my whole peak of my youth of my life, I have spent not doing all these things. How can I just take up these things at the end of my life? Plus I'm a doctor also. I know all these things are harmful for health. So it's a very great fortune to be able to pick up spiritual life when you are young. Because at young age, mein kya hota na? Energy hota hai. Enthusiasm is there, mind is flexible, you can take up difficult things and still work hard on that. But now if I tell you, okay, now go for MSc, you will do it, but it will be difficult for you with baby, with husband, with household work. Abhi wapas book kholne ka, padhai karne ka, with a small baby in hand, again open the books and start studying. For you PhD is easy now, just two grown up daughters, a husband, शी इज ऑल्सो मिडिल एजेड, हस्बैंड इज ऑल्सो मिडिल एजेड एंड डॉटर्स आर ग्रोइंग अप, उनको शादी करना है, टू अगेन गो टू कॉलेज एंड स्टार्ट राइटिंग थीसिस, शी इज गोइंग टू डू इट, बट वेरी डिफिकल्ट. इफ यू यू आर 25 ईयर्स ऑफ ओल्ड बाय नाउ, अनमैरिड सपोज यू आर, इट विल बी वेरी इजी फॉर यू. इन दैट फ्लो ओनली यू कैन गेट PhD ऑल्सो डन. बट इफ यू टेल मी नाउ यू डू MD नाउ फॉर 3 years, सो डिफिकल्ट फॉर मी. Although my daughter is married now, I am free that way. But again, if you tell me to start open books and study, I can open these books only because I have been reading these books for last many years. So I can book another book, I can open and start reading. But if you give me a medical book new and start studying again, very difficult for me. But I'm used to these books now for last 30 years. I'm speaking about them and reading them, studying them in depth. So it's like a second nature for me. I can immediately open another book, buy a book from temple and start reading immediately. Because I'm used to all these things continuously doing. If you tell me to go to Dwarka and take Yatra, I'll make one visit to Dwarka, visit holy places and come back and take you on Yatra. But if you tell me to take you to Kashmir, I will not be able to take a Kashmir tour. Because I'm not a tourist person. I'm a person who take you to holy places. That is my taste, because that I have been developing for so many years now. When I was young, I was doing all these things. So at this age, I will be able to do what I have been doing for all this time. Nothing new I can do. That's why earlier the better. And study yourself. That whenever there is prapanch means what? Household activities. Immediately you can get into that. Whatever, loan leke naya ghar lena hai, we'll work. Will do calculation, husband and wife will do calculation and say, next 15 years I'll work hard, I will buy that house. But anything Paramarth means what? Spiritual, you will postpone. This is not now, later on. Abhito, so much loan is there. Hey, there is time. But it is said that prapanch, the worldly life, will automatically go on. Automatically your baby will grow up one day, your hair will become grey and you will become nani one day. It will happen automatically. You don't have to work hard for that. It will just happen. By the way, it's just your daughter will be getting married one day, she'll have children and they will be getting trained to take care of children, right? You are knowing 5 years back when Jaden will come and how will I take care of Jaden. No, Jaden came and he's growing and you also settled with it, right? It will happen like that. But Adhyatma and Paramatma, you have to plan for it, to do it yourself. Out of the way you have to do it. It just doesn't happen on its own. Prayer, worship, visiting church, visiting holy place, listening to a sermon of the Lord doesn't happen naturally. It has to be planned with desire, proactively. कि मुझे करना है संडे को ना कुछ भी हो जाए मैं चर्च में जाना है मुझे. I know many church Sundays I miss, but this Sunday now, whatever happens, there may be World Cup final of cricket, but I will go to church this Sunday. I want to go. But there are many reasons. Abhi Sunday ko World Cup final is there, so how will I go to church? 9 o'clock only morning church time. Cricket time, same time. But you have to decide on Friday ki ye Sunday ko jana hai, then only you will go. Saturday morning evening your husband asks, so what happened tomorrow? Neend aa rahi hai abhi. Tomorrow morning you ask na, we'll see what time you get up, we'll see. And then Sunday morning you get about 8 o'clock and again your wife will ask you, so what about Sunday morning, what are we going? Hey, Ray, I'm very tired now. It's like just now I got up. Please don't bother me. We'll just relax for a while. We'll see afterwards. It will not happen automatically. It has to be planned. It has to be desired. And you have to be determined about it. Then only your spiritual life will take place. Spiritual life has to be done with effort and determination. Material life will go on automatically. Marathi mein kya bolte hain? प्रपंच होत रहा तो परमार्थ करावा लागतो. सिंपल लाइन है, तो बहुत सिंपल. परमार्थ करावा लागतो आणि प्रपंच होत रहा तो. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. इसलिए डोंट वरी अबाउट प्रपंच. प्रपंच विल कीप हैपनिंग. सून पुरुषोत्तम विल ग्रो एंड गो टू स्कूल. And soon he will be appearing for 12th examination. That will happen. Nothing will stop that. Even if you want to stop, it will not stop. It will just go its own way. But when Purushottam will go to 12th, whether you have finished reading Bhagavad Gita or not, that's not guaranteed. Are you say 12 years, 17 years have passed now, he is born. And I was thinking of reading Bhagavad Gita when he was born, actually. Before birth, I was told in pregnancy you should read Bhagavad Gita. And I was reading, but today also I am on first chapter only, after 17 years. Unless you are determined, you will not get the Lord. You will get everything in life, but if you want Lord, then you have to plan for it. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.